Blog Talk Radio.
Mi chamo Apurakanu Apuraikaitnut Neye Eguada Medinde Ojirafo Kwesi Ra Nehemputa Akan. Akwamumain Amaruka Tipimu Ojirafo. I mean greetings to all Apurakani Apuraikaitni, meaning Africans, black people. Today is Eguade Marketplace Day. My name is Ojirafo Kwesi Ra Nehemputa Akan. Ojirafo of the Akwamu Nation in North America. Thank you for tuning in to the show. We appreciate your support. We're going to get started with our guests very soon. We just have a couple of announcements. This Saturday, September 13th, at 1 p.m., we will be in Philadelphia doing a presentation at our Black Comeback Center on 25th and York. Go to the event notification, download the event flyer from our website at ojirafo.com, ojirafo.com for the details. Of course, it's a free event. We always, whenever we have an event, a training, workshop, presentation, lecture, and so forth, we don't charge for our events. Also, we will be giving away a free copy of one of our soft cover publications to all who attend the event. We have 10 of our publications in soft cover in addition to the ebook versions. So we have 15 books. All of them are in the ebook format. But in addition to that, 10 out of the 15 we also have in soft cover as well. And we print our own books in-house on our own printers in color. One of those books we will be distributing for free to everyone who attends the event. The subject matter will be Nanasom, Ancient, Authentic, Apurakani, Apuraikaitni Ancestral Religion as it relates to Apurakani, Apuraikaitni people or African people, black people in America, as we have inherited our ancestral religious practices through our blood circles directly from our ancestresses and ancestors right where we are. And we need to, of course, reestablish those in harmony with order directly from our blood circles. So we're going to get into detail about that. Of course, the fictional characters of the Bible, Quran, Talmud, and so forth, and just a lot of information. So that will be, again, Memenida Saturday, this Saturday, September 13th, 1 p.m. in Philadelphia. And all of the information is on the flyer on the website, ojirafo.com. Also, we are on Facebook as apuraka.apuraet, and we also have an Akanfo Nanasom group on Facebook. Of course, we also have our social network, a private social network, which we own, which is apuraka-apuraetkaet.ning.com. The Ning platform, N-I-N-G, is where we have that network, which is a network you can join, create a profile similar to Facebook, but it's our own private network. There are hundreds of people from, of course, this country, but different countries around the world, our people, of course, all studying the same kind of information on Apurakani, Apuraikaitni, ancestral religion, culture, and nation building. So that's just the announcement. Our next show will be this coming Joada Monday, which is Akanfo Nanasom, Ancient Authentic Akan, Ancestral Religion. So anybody in the chat room, if you have a comment or a question, you must log in with your username in order to make a comment or ask a question, interact in the chat room. If you are on the phone line and you have a comment or a question, just hit the number 1 so that we can see that your hand is raised. And let's see, if there are any other, hold on 1 second, I just want to check a message right quick to make sure I didn't miss anything before we get started. Okay, so as usual, of course, we have three shows. We have Akanfo Nanasom, Ancient Authentic Akan, Ancestral Religion on Joada, every Joada or Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern, where we deal specifically with Akan ancestral religion from a true perspective or ancient authentic perspective, minus the corruption, misinformation, and so forth. So we focus on that particular day. On Ben Ada or Abin Ada, which is Tuesday, we have Ojida, where we talk about Ojida, or purification operationalizes Afurakani, Afurakani, the ancestral religion. So we go into different aspects of culture, texts from ancient Kemet, and cosmology to clear up and purify and give a proper vantage point to what's actually going on. The ancestral religion is the underpinning of our ancestral culture, as well as nation building. So we get into detail about that on Ojida. On Awukuda or Akuada, which is Wednesday, we have Egua, which means marketplace. Of course, that's the day. And we highlight and, bring to the community Afurakani, Afurakani people who have products and or services that benefit the Afurakani, Afurakani community, businesses that benefit our community, but also individuals who at the same time share our ancestral values and promote those ancestral values through the agency of the work that they do, of their life work, their life focus. So this is what we do on Egua Marketplace Day. Of course, when we talk about business and commerce, products and services, this is a very important component of what is Akan culture is called Amaincestu, or nation building, restoration key. So this is we talk about the seven principal values of Amaincestu nation building. One, of course, is you have to have methods of food production and preservation. That's a foundational principle of Amaincestu nation building. You can't have a nation without being able to feed yourself and, of course, preserve food for times of drought and things like that. So methods of food production and preservation. We also have to have methods of curing disease. We also have to have a military structure for defense and offense. We have to have a process of institutionalizing our values, which is teaching, which is education, cultural education as well as technical education, whether it's IT, whether it's engineering, medicine, agriculture, all different facets of life. We have to have institutions where we institutionalize our values and transfer knowledge. We also have to have methods, sound methods of governance and jurisprudence. We also have to have the capacity to build homes on acquired land. And, of course, we have to deal with textiles so that we can clothe ourselves. So these seven different principal values of Amaincestu nation building are key. Everything revolves around that when we talk about community. Of course, tonight, the guest that we have deals, of course, with one of the major principles of nation building, institutionalizing our values through the transfer of knowledge through education. So we're going to get into that, and we always bring guests on who represent one or more of these different facets, seven principal values of Amaincestu. So we're going to bring our guest on. Our guest is Njideka Kamo, Fabo Hodie Suya, Pan-African Educational Online Co-op Classes. And let's just bring sister on. Michiabo, and are you on? Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm A. Greetings. Can you hear me?
Yes, greetings. And I just want to say, may I say, we're honored to have you on the show to share the great work you're doing with the community. So, may I say for coming on.
Yini aseda, Audrey, for yedase. We all say thank you to you also for having us on.
Absolutely. And so what we want to do is we're going to first talk about the institution, Fabo Hodie Suya and African Educational Online Co-op Classes. How it got started and everything, and so the audience knows, we also will have some of the Mwalimu, the instructors. There are a number of different instructors that are part of the institution. They will come on as well and share the aspects of the teaching that they will be disseminating to the the community who tunes in and becomes part of the classes and so forth. So first, Henna, if you can share with us, what is Fabuho Die Suya and how did it come into being?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yes. Well, first of all, I give thanks to the Creator and Creatress for just allowing us Africans to come together in this setting so that we can be productive and put our energies together to bring forth very, very, very good things, not just for ourselves as adults, but to bring forth excellence for our Watoto, who are our future. I have one daughter, was preparing for her education even before she was born. And I didn't know that I would end up in the same, in the city that I grew up in. I did not know that I would end up spending much more of my adult life here, which is in Indianapolis. But I had spent quite a bit of time on the East Coast, and those were my transformative coming into my power, coming into group and race first recognition and appreciation. I had to move back here. This was in the early 90s, back here in Indianapolis. Met my husband in the early 90s, and we proceeded. We had a child, but the type of educational network, the support system, was really not here. A few families were doing their thing, and I certainly connected with a few, but it was obvious I needed more help. And the good news is that in connecting with, you know, there were some in-ground institutions that had already been happening in Ohio and other places around me. So I reached out to those brothers and sisters and said, you know, have you ever considered an online component to your in-ground school? And no one rejected it. They thought it was a very good idea because online means that you can reach out to more people, except that they weren't quite ready for that yet because they were still getting their own institution strong and building their foundation. Several years ago, about 2.5 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I ran across a homeschooling mother of 6, soon to be 7, and she was doing multiple things in the community and doing a very good job with homeschooling her children. And so within a matter of time, and I'm talking about my Wusia Shakir, she called me up and said, hey, sister, I got this meme site going. You ready? And it caught me off guard, but knowing her, I knew that that was an opportunity to at least launch her first phase mission, which was to at least bring homeschool resources to African families. And I needed the information, too. I just have one, and she has 6, so I knew there would be a wealth of information. And the bottom line there is in a very, very short period of time, it wasn't hard to bring forth the beginnings of our online co-op school. And I decided that I was going to focus on the school, her forte, which was focusing on bringing forth all of that good grassroots organic information for us homeschooling mamas and babas, that's where she decided to focus on also. So 2 years later, ever since we got that started, Fawahorie turned into Fawahorie Sua, a Pan-African educational online co-op classes with the same premise as before, which was is that without question we are African-centered. We are a centered entity who is comprised of uncompromising, unapologetic, and Africans who are determined to educate their children outside of the matrix, doing our thing our way. In my case and in other cases, other people's cases, some of this is pioneering. And then the way also has been paved by a handful of mamas and babas who have taken upon themselves not only to create an independent educational system, but they're doing it online. And one comes to mind, and of course that's Mama Afia and Baba Wakesa, Mazimoyo in Atlanta, and their AYA program. And I would have hooked up with them a long time ago, except they have pretty much stuck to their plan of action, which is accepting middle school age children. And that wasn't going to help me at the time. Now, my daughter's getting close to that age now. But her, as well as all of our Watoto, they're growing fast and they're picking up things quickly. So I needed something. So thus, we've been continuing to build Fa'u Horie Sua ever since. Fa'u Horie and Sua are tree, the tree words from the Akan people in Ghana. And Fa'u Horie, most of us conscious people are familiar with Abibi Fa'u Horie, which, in my opinion, probably popularized by Arjaigna Baba Imwalimu Barudi. And a lot of us say that now, Abibi Fa'u Horie, but maybe we don't know what that means. Fa'u Horie means independent, liberation. And then the second word in our co-op name, Sua, means learn, to learn. So we are liberation learning cooperative. And we are reaching out to Africans all over the world. And a little difference between us and, say, a full-fledged school, online school. We're not necessarily a school. We're a co-op. And the way that I make a distinction between the two is that we bring together, like I said, like-minded educators as well as experienced parents who want to share their wisdom and knowledge. And I respect and I encourage all of these instructors to basically do their thing. However, I provide a foundation. I provide foundational guidelines that we go over during our training, 5-week training session. However, maybe within a school type system, not talking about Western school, but an African school, there might be a centralized governing curriculum that, you know, all of the Walimu are pretty much bound to follow. Whereas at Fa'u Horie Sua, the Walimu, like I said, are giving guidelines, and there are things, I am clear about my expectations of what I need to see within the classroom, but then, you know, the mamas and babas do their thing with the talents that they bring in. And I feel that we are here to assist primarily homeschooling, homeschool entities that the system is already in place, and we have some dynamic classes that we can offer the homeschooling parents to add to what they already have developed. Or we have these classes that can help the beginning homeschooling parents to begin that process of, you know, free schooling, putting their toe in the water to test it out. And my general comment to that is, you know, whether the water is freezing cold or it feels fine, you're going to have to jump in because we don't really have a choice. So that's basically who we are. There's much more to say, but in general, that's who we are. That's our mission. That's our vision, our goals also.
That's very much appreciated. I want to ask, you, on one hand, you have some of the online trainings for free schooling parents, but then at the same time, you also have classes for where the parents and the Watoto can tune in as well?
The online training for the parents is in reference to parents who are also wearing the hat as an educator. So, so our educators go through a training, yes. And then, of course, we have our classes. Our classes will, our fall classes will be starting up September 21st, Sunday. Our classes run Sunday through Sunday with the exception of Saturday. So 6 days a week we have classes to accommodate, you know, what I consider typical homeschooling hours between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., but we also are able to have evening classes, and we definitely have Sunday classes because those seem to be quite convenient for those families whose parents work outside of the home, or the children themselves, the Watoto themselves, they might still be attending, as you know, Baba Samori says, the public school system. They might still be attending that, but the parents are trying desperately to wean them out, or at this time, you know, just like Saturday schools or enrichment schools, enrichment classes in which the child attends the so-called Western school during the daytime, but then after, during the weekend or after school, there's additional classes. So our Sundays, so far, the last two or three sessions have been really rich with classes because we're trying to catch people, we're trying to make it convenient for families on that day also.
And that's much appreciated because, as you say, many of our students, even for people who began to get involved in ancestral culture, true historical information, and they are really interested, but they may not have anything in their area, and their children are in those school systems, whether they're private or public, but to help deprogram them on a daily or at least on weekly basis is critical. So we really appreciate that. We put the link, www.babohodieonlineclasses.com in the chat room and for the people on the phone. Babo Hodie is www.fabohodieonlineclasses.com. That's all one word, fabohodieonlineclasses.com. And there you will find the schedule. So you're saying that, so in the schedule beginning, you said on September 21st is when the new classes begin?
Yes, our fall classes begin September 21st. That's a Sunday. And I'd like to actually go through that schedule verbally with everybody now so that you can hear it. And then when you go to the website, I'll give you kind of a quick tutorial of what to do when you get to the website. But generally, when you log in or when you first bring up the website, you want to go to our classes, click on that button, and it'll have what I call badges, our class badges, which are beautiful, nicely sized, kind of like a flyer that hips you to the name of our class, the mualimu who's teaching it, the age, general information that you need to know. And that gets you started. And, of course, there's a way that you can actually go deeper and learn more about the class and the mualimu who's teaching it, and then, of course, register. But I'll talk to everyone about how to register here in a minute. But here is our rundown of our classes for the fall. And by the way, you might hear me say session. And when I say session, and this was started with Mama Mawusi, her ideal of a comfortable amount of time that both the Walimu and Walimu is plural for instructor, by the way. And when I say Walimu, that's one single instructor or teacher. But the comfort level between both the Walimu and the students, one session comprises of 5 weeks. And then we take a break, a whole week, and then we start back up the next 5 weeks. A few of our Walimu, in fact, we have a couple of classes that are just 5 weeks only. And then the majority of our classes are a full 10 weeks. And even though I say a full 10 weeks straight, of course there's going to be a week off in between. And in fact, I'll tell you the of our first session. Our first session, first 5 weeks, of course, begins Sunday, September 21st, and then it'll run through October 24th. That's 5 weeks. We take a week break, and then we'll start the second session back up November 2nd, and then it'll run through December 5th. Then we have this beautiful long break, and then we're going to start all over. We're not going to continue any classes. We're just going to start fresh with our next session, which will begin in January, and that'll be Sunday, January 18th. So for our classes that we're going to launch September 21st, on Sundays, I'm going to be teaching a class called Into Womanhood, and that was all centered around my daughter initially because as a mother, I sensed that, things were definitely changing within her body and her mind and her spirit. And once again, I connected with Mama Mawusi to begin that process with her. Mawusi lived several hours away from me, so I wanted to continue that type of special education with my daughter and share the information that I was coming across with other girls. So once Fa'u Hodie Sua got going, then I began a class called Into Womanhood. Those are Sundays, 12:30 to 2. And then, and by the way, like Ojidafo mentioned, that here shortly, maybe within the next hour or so, if not all of our, in fact, I know not all of them, but most of our Walimu are joining us tonight, and they will have an opportunity to tell you a little bit more detailed information about their classes. This is just an overview. So also on Sunday, The Art of Ancient Indigenous Medicine by Mama Karima, she offered it the last couple of sessions, and it is one of the most holistic, informative classes. I'll probably say that for everybody, but this is the first one that I'll start it off by saying it with her because it truly is. Everybody, with African education, we're not compartmentalized, and so if we say we're going to teach, say, for example, a particular math class, we know and we want the parents to know and the students will know that we're just not going to be talking about math. Or we're just not going to be talking about a particular discipline in science. It'll be very all-encompassing, bringing in other things, too, including spelling words and, just other subjects. Sister Mama Karima, this class is a beautiful class that basically is teaching. It's a family-oriented class. And so not just the Watoto, but the parents are invited. And I sure enough sat in the class with my daughter and was learning quite a bit. But she's going over the basics of what our Watoto need to know in regards to, number one, connecting with nature and healing with nature using herbs, recognizing the chakra system in our bodies, and then the correlating organs and the correlating herbs and the correlating gemstones and the healing powers of all of that. She'll go into more detail about that. I could go on, but it's a great class, and that's going to be on Sundays also. Okay. I'll try not to talk too long about these classes. Father Jason.
Well, I just wanted to show the people on when you go on the website, FatherJodieOnlineClasses.com, that when you go to the badge and it says online classes, what Enna just talked about was the art of indigenous medicine and exploration, ancient healing methodology. So that's the one. And these different badges you can see on the website for each one of the classes. Okay, so I just want people to know to follow along there if they're on the computer right now. Okay, so you were saying the next.
Yeah, and Medasi Baba, because you just actually stated her full title of the class, which really gives it even deeper value when you read the whole title. I was saying that on Mondays, Baba Jason, he's been with us almost from the beginning, and he's been consistently teaching a class called Introduction to HTML, which some or most people may know that this is a computer language class. How can that be solidly put in the category of an African-centered class? He does it very well. He constantly reminds the students that every skill-building information that he's passing on to them must be utilized for the growth of our people. He's constantly doing that. And as well as, it's interesting because he actually involves a bit of storytelling in this HTML class. And he's very, very patient. My daughter took his class and she did very well in it, and he helped provide very good foundational information that now when she comes across, say, for example, you have the front end of a particular web page, and sometimes there's that back end. There's that the it's coded in HTML. The good news is that my daughter is able to recognize familiar things within it and actually be able to do some things. When it came to making a PayPal button and copying that embed code, she knew where to put it. And, you know, these things, and at the time she was 10 when she took his class, and I was very proud of her. And I know that if you took his class, you would be proud of your children getting that type of foundational information, too. See how I'm ending up talking a long time about each class? I'm going to keep going and see how I can do.
No, that's good.
Okay, but, you know, that's there. I just, because I sat through everybody's class and multiple times, and I'm very proud, as maybe you can tell, I'm very proud of the content of what they bring, as well as their commitment and as well as their Africanness to the class. It's a good combination. On Tuesdays, I have been teaching from Jump a nutrition class called Vibrant Vegan Children. Talking about one of those pillars of education that we have to address as adults and children, I felt like it was vital to do a nutrition class. So this go-around, though, in the fall, I decided to split the class on levels. So I have a level one and a level two. Before, I combined everything in those 10 weeks, and at the beginning, I crammed everything into 5 weeks. But without question, I have to start off that class by talking about, how did Africans get in this mess, this food mess, in the first place? If we were living a Ma'at life, pre-colonial, then how on earth are we operating? Why are we operating the way that we do? So I review our slave food, soul food connection, and that whole our historic information, including the nutritious food that we brought over with us, but they ended up getting the mess that we were allowed to have and made do with what we had. Made do with what we had, it tasted good, and that type of so-called soul food has stayed with us today, but unfortunately the consequence of it is that we are suffering from all kinds of disorders, everything ranging from psychological to, of course, physiological problems. And then I go through all of the issues such as pesticides and genetically modified organisms, phytoestrogens. I go through all of those things that families need to know to and give them as much information as possible so that they can make up their mind. Hopefully the logic points to, you know what, I really do need to make a change. So the good news in both level one and level two class is that myself and my daughter, because she loves her kitchen laboratory and she's preparing things all the time, we're offering alternatives to the food, tasty, non-processed, very nutritious, whole foods. Many of the recipes are live, raw recipes. Some of them are slightly cooked, but they definitely are life-promoting and easily absorbable. So, and that's one of our main keys. So we offer alternatives, and we offer lots of recipes. And not just give you the recipes. Part of your assignment is to make these or to actually get in your food laboratory and make these foods. We have at 2 years in a row at the Liberated Minds Black Homeschooling and Education Expo in Atlanta. For my final assignment, the last two major sessions, the Watoto were given the assignment of creating or adding to the collective pot of everything that they learn in my class, and then come up with some recipes that dynamic recipes that they would be proud of to go into a recipe book. And sure enough, both years our recipe books have been the book, but the recipes within the book are excellent. They really did those recipes really manifested the different things that I was trying to bring out in our class, really trying to get the Watoto to be very, very sensitive to what to put in and what not to put in. So they did a very good job. Okay, level two, real quickly, that level two class has, we definitely will be going over nutrients again, but, you know, how do we know? If I say... that, you know, your green leafies are nutritious, eat your colors. If I put things out there, how do I know? So level two class, we're going to do more research. I encourage the Watoto in my previous classes that if you don't know, reading labels is not going to give you the information that you know. And even though I encourage everybody to call the companies themselves and talk to the highest person possible, they may not be as forthright as possible, but you gotta try to find as much good information as possible. So that's one way. But the bottom line is research and activism. Okay, so now, you know, as a student, you know what you need to do. But does your grandmother know? Does your neighbor know? Does your neighborhood know? Do your family members know? And, like, of course, you know, this is a curse that has been passed on for generation after generation. So it's very important that this newly empowered young person equipped with good information, is now going to go and without becoming elitist or without preaching, but hit them up with forthright good information. And because things are so critical, we got to figure out a way to get to our people. And we can't let up. We just got to figure out the right combination. So in that level two class, we're gonna do more activism. We're gonna try to reverse things, even if it's just within our own family. And of course, I'm going to offer. My daughter and I will offer really good recipes, more so raw, and emphasis on healing recipes. Okay.
I had a quick question.
Yeah.
And this is very much needed. I just wonder, so far, what has been the typical response? Like when you did the level one, level two classes, or even when you were doing them combined, what's been the response for some of the parents and the children who were kind of new to that information, being introduced to the vibrant vegan children classes?
Yeah, it depends on where I teach it. For example, my classes online, when people come to Fao Hodie Shua, they are usually a particular breed of African that, you know, it's still a range, but for the most part, they at least are transitional in their diet. You know, for example, I've been wanting to come off of this white refined sugar, but I just love sweet so much, but I know it's not good for me. That's a step up, and that makes a big difference than, say, in where I've taught before, right in the heart of the city, where these young people have no clue that white refined sugar has any detrimental effect. Now, parent response in that arena versus parent response at Fao Hodie Shua is slightly different. I've had parents take the child out of my class when I taught, because they were angry at me because I've taken them out of their comfort zone and their children, even though I asked them, don't confront your parents, but they had assignments in which it was, you know, one way or the other, confront them. Verbally or non-verbally, if I ask you to pull everything out of your kitchen that is genetically modified and has pesticides in it, that may be just about everything in your fridge and cabinet, and your parent ain't going to be happy about that. But it's an awakening process. So for the parents at Fao Hodie Shua, they welcome, they embrace, I would say most of them, all of them. I haven't gotten any indication that anybody was angry at me. A little uncomfortable, but I believe that the parents embraced that change. The only thing that I needed to do was to make sure that I had alternatives and make sure that they had support when it was time for them to make that change. And so when they allow their children to take the class, that's a window of opportunity. So I want to be there, and I want to have a holistic, kind of support system ready for people to make that type of change. So yeah.
Mm. No, that's good work though. It's awakening, you know, children and adults, even the ones who, you know, took a little umbrage to it. They have to think about it. And they know it's accurate. Bottom line, they know it's true. And at some point, they're going to have to respond, but that's good work.
Yeah, made easy for that. Any type of adjustment in your life, any type, it's going to take hard work and support. But like I said, times are critical. And so I and others have to do what we got to do to make it happen. And I really, really would love to talk on and on just on the nutrition thing, but I won't for now. Come and take the class, and we definitely expound upon some things. We have one more class on Tuesday, and that is Baba Amundsen's Values and Principles for Excellence and Success. Personally, I grew up in a household in which things were kind of shut down a little bit. My parents were just really trying to maintain foundational balance. Now, even though my father grew up in an entrepreneurial family, I wouldn't have known that. I really didn't until much later. His father and his grandfather were quite a bit of, they were very much entrepreneurs here in Indianapolis. And I heard stories about them in my later years. And I'm not saying anything negative about my father. It's just that I did not hear much of, you know, you must do, you must be excellent. You must do your best. I did well in school. I just had this internal thing and had friends who probably had parents that were reinforcing that, valuing doing your best, and that just rubbed off on me, and I'm glad it did. But here, once again, this fall, Brother Amoseth is going to be offering a class that really is going to guide the child into what it means, what are values, and what does that have, and principles, and what does that have to do with you as a growing Watoto, and what's your responsibility, and then the quality of everything in your life. How are you going to go about doing that? So, but that's at 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday. And on Wednesdays, we have a brother with us, Baba Corey, who, because of his background, his professional background, his love of music, he's bringing this very, very unique class, Jelia. What does it mean to be a jelly? Most of us know jellies as griots. That's the French word for jelly. And jelly was just not kind of like this troubadour going around with some type of instrument singing and telling stories, random stories. They had and they still do to a lesser degree, but they had and they still do have they play a vital role in the in all of the basic components of nation building. There's a role for that. And Baba Corey, he just did a presentation to introduce families to his class just last week. And he basically brought all of what he presented that night and it culminated into, well, what does that have to do with your child? So he will be able to, of course, provide a lot of our historical information about these jellies and their role and all that. But what can our children do now? What do we need to understand about ourselves? And then how can we tell our stories jelly style? And because he's a musician, too, he's a professional. I'd say his genre is blues reggae. He plays instruments, and so he will have a very, very lively, informative class. And those are on Wednesdays starting at 11 a.m. And then Thursdays we have another class offered by Baba Amoseth called Cultivating the African Soul. So whereas maybe the values and principles for excellence and success eventually with the whole intention of inner development for external application, this Cultivating the African Soul delves into, well, what's the African soul? What are those time-honored African ideals or concepts, holistic concepts. He's going to review those holistic concepts. What is the African way? Really hone that in with the children and then help them to continue to cultivate who they are. I call it, I don't know if he would call it that, but to me it's like a Iwakele, where where you are, it's cultivating that character, cultivating one's character. And how many of us have that type of training back in the day? Some of us did, and
right,
many of us
right.
did. Okay, that's 11 a.m.
Definitely not in school.
Well, definitely not if from an African-centered.
Right.
They might have talked about something, but it certainly, in the long run, was not going to be beneficial for the upliftment of African people, you know, individually and then as a group. I highly doubt that. So,
right.
Okay, and
right.
then my Vibrant Vegan Level 2 will be offered 1 p.m. on Thursdays. And then lastly, Friday, another new class, very unique. Well, I'll tell you what, it's not unique. It's just new to Fawahodi Yeshua. It's called Let's Grow, Reconnecting Our Children to the Joy of Agriculture. And even though that sounds like such a joyful and just a happy-go-lucky gardening class, Baba Uriah is our instructor for this class, and he's quite serious about reconnecting, because we lost it. Reconnecting our Watoto to the essence of the Netters, and then using or working with them to sustain ourselves in a holistic and respectful way. Bob is real serious about that. He has a whole plan of action for how to do that, and he's going to be using his textbook that he wrote, both of them. To help the child along or even the older person along. It's so holistic. Not only will you be germinating your own seeds and, of course, growing that plant, but in his class, which is kind of similar to mine, that's why I really love the connections here, but he's actually going to have you to prepare. He has recipes in his book. So you've germinated that seed, you've grown it, and then either during that session or a little bit later, you'll have the opportunity to make some nice recipes, some nice dishes from what you grew. And that, from A to whatever, C, is what we have to do consistently in order to decrease, if not eliminate, our dependency on Urugu, who is the main one pretty much that's feeding us right now. So that is, those are the classes that will be offered come September 21st. However, we have two more Walimu, Nana Mlisi and Mama Tamiko. And they are going to be offering two classes, which will be starting November 2nd, 5 weeks classes for them. Mama has an excellent creative writing for healing with nature. And then Nana is going to, since it's kind of close to, you know, those Kwanzaa or holy days for us towards the end of this Gregorian year, he's going to be delving and helping families get serious and really understand. If we say that we have to live these Nguzo Saba principles, he's really going to be breaking it down so that we can internalize them, so that we can live them out. So those are two extra classes that we have, and that is our rundown.
Okay, made up, and so those two will be added to the website
yes.
later in the term. Is that correct?
Yes, very shortly.
Okay.
I just didn't, you know, there's multiple things that can confuse our people. I did not want to add one
right.
more thing to confuse, meaning that if I had those two classes up there now, would people want to take them now, and they're not offered them. But very shortly, probably
right.
within 4 weeks, they'll be up so people can see them and go ahead and register.
Okay. No, I appreciate that. And I think that, and we really appreciate that thorough rundown so everybody can get a good sense of what is being offered starting, again, September 21st. And, of course, people can register right there on the website. That's correct? And you can
yes.
can you talk about the registration a little bit?
Absolutely. We have a, you know, we have a system in which even with Okokonan was and still is a support community for homeschooling families and educators. And so with our new website, Fauhorie Stewart's website, I wanted to create an additional community, online community, that in which the students, the mamas, the babas, the educators could discuss their classes. They could discuss educated-related topics, et cetera. And that village, that edu village, is our Adesua Adura, which means education village, basically. And so it's you have to basically be admitted to our village in order to come on inside those gates and, like I said earlier, take a closer look at, you know, there'll be more information available to everyone regarding the Walimu, the classes, and that's where you can register. How you get through those gates, it's not hard at all. If you come to our website, www.fauhorieonlineclasses.com, comes on, all you have to do is go to our classes. All you have to do is go to our village, and clicking on the village button will take you to a page that will link you up with our membership questionnaire. Fill that out. It'll come to me. I check everything out, and if everything is all good, then I will send you login information so that you can go ahead and officially log into our village. And then, like I said, and you can change your temporary password to a permanent one. Come on in. You'll go right to your own personal homepage. And, Baba, I definitely want to connect you with us also. I just, at a later time, I want to get your email address just so that you'll be with us if we could.
Oh, definitely.
But, yes, sir. But, like I said, just come on over to the website and come on in to click on that village button, and then I will get back with you via your email address, everyone's email address, ASAP, and then you'll have your login information, and then you can move on from there. That's where you can register each class. Each class, every time you click on a class, there'll be a registration button allowing you to fill out that that class registration form. That'll come to me, and then you can go back to that class page, and there'll be a PayPal button in which you can go ahead and pay for the class, too. The Walimu are notified right away. You'll be added onto our class roster and so on. And by the way, our classes from jump have always been extremely affordable. We offered classes, believe it or not, at one time where I know for me I was only asking for $10 for an individual student, and maybe your whole family could take our class for $12, at the most $15. We have, in these last couple of years, we've increased our fees, but not by very much. A single student still, it only costs you $25. $15 for a 5-week class, or if you're taking a 10-week class, it's only $25. And then we offer a fee package in which for 200 family members, for a 5-week class, that's only $25 for that whole family. And if it's a 10-week class, the original price is $45, but right now we have a $5 off coupon. You don't really have to use a coupon. I've asked all the Walimu to go ahead and change up their PayPal buttons. $5 is automatically off right now, in between now and our registration, not deadline, but lifeline, which is September it's moved from the 14th to the 17th. I'm giving you some extra time to register. Between now and the 7th, the 17th, yes, it'll be $5 off for a 10-week class. So now, for a family of 200, it's only $40 for a 10-week class. So take advantage of that and come on in.
Oh, that's very affordable. So I know everybody needs to jump on that. And of course, we have the link in the chat room. Let me see. I see that it looks like we have a couple of the Mwalimu on the line, I believe. I'm looking at the numbers here. So you want to bring one of the Mwalimu on?
Do you have that list in front of you that I had given you, sent to you at
yes.
the site?
Yes,
because Mama Karima, who's the Art of Ancient Indigenous Medicine, would love to hear from her first. She has twin little ones, and I know that she needs to take care of them, make sure that they're all good and sleeping well. So I would love for you to be able to bring her on first if we can make that possible.
Okay, so that is I don't see that one on the call queue right now, unless it was that was a 347 number. I don't see 347 area code. I don't see that one in the call queue at the moment.
Okay.
Do you know if there was a difference?
No, not the number that I have. I think that is hers. Mama, if you're able to hear me, you can go ahead and maybe text me if you're operating from a different phone, okay? Audrey Fole, why don't you just go ahead and take the next Mwalimu that's queued up that you have on your list, and that would be beautiful.
Okay. And there's one question in the chat room while I'm pulling that up. It says, are these classes specifically for children, or can adults also enroll?
Right. The majority of them, I'm trying to think of which one is. I think all of them are basically designed for the whole family. What we do have, though, and you'll find that out when you go to the website, is that some of the Mwalimu have determined a particular starting age. For example, the Values and Principles for Excellence and Success class, it's designed for the whole family, but he would prefer students age 10 and above. Okay, but it's for Watoto. And a lot of times, even if, like, for example, my Vibrant Vegan class, it's very, very, very child-friendly. And I break down my assignments based upon its age range. But even if, for example, you signed up your 6-year-old and your 8-year-old, it's very hard not to sit in the class with your children. So a lot of the classes, most of the classes, the adults sit in anyway, whether you signed up for a family or not. You're just kind of compelled to the information. Plus, it really helps the Watoto to stay in line. It also keeps order and keeps the tension flowing.
Okay, so I'm going to bring in one of the, I believe this is one of the Mwalimu. Michiawo, this number 5628, is this one of the Mwalimu online? Hello? This is number 5268. You're on the line? Can you hear us? Okay, we're going to see. We'll check back to make sure everything is straight. Okay, Michelle, number 3264, you're on the line. Is this one of the Mwalimu?
Yeah, 3264. This is Brother Makalisi.
Greetings, Nana. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. And how about you?
Doing excellent. Yes, sir.
All right. That's great. Well, I would tell you that, you know, I'm a new Walimu with Father Holy Yeshua. I met Mama Njideka at the Back to School Expo in Atlanta in early August, and was really impressed with what I discovered there. My partner here in Amelia, Brother Amasef, had been working with them prior to that, and here talking about her daughter, I was really impressed with her daughter, who at the age of 11 has so much poise and character. You would think she was a young adult. Well, I guess in a way she is a young adult, but much older than 11 years old. And she just, the way she carried herself, was so enthusiastic, and seemed to be providing some example and leadership for other young people around her. I was really impressed with that. So I just through those avenues, Brother Amasef, Mama Njideka, her daughter, felt like, well, I needed to make a contribution. I'm going to try to do something. I'm doing a class on Kwanzaa and Nguzo Saba, foundation for our liberation and restoration. That'll be in the second session starting in early November. And I've been observing, celebrating, endeavoring to live those principles of that tradition since 1967, when Maulana Karenga came to Oakland from Los Angeles and shared with us what was happening, what Kwanzaa was about, and why we as a people needed it. And we had a Bay Area Kwanzaa committee that took the challenge. One sister in our group, Sister McKenna, provided some leadership for a group that bought a car, bought a brand new station wagon, took material that they had developed, got some insight, some information from Maulana Karenga, but expanded on it, got in that car, and went to 12 states in the U.S. to share the information, share the news about Kwanzaa. And then her personally, she says she's been to 17 different countries. So she's the father of Kwanzaa, and she's the mother. But we know Kwanzaa comes from a larger group, the group in Los Angeles. We've learned it came from a young person in the group, a child of a member of the US organization, said, when are we going to have a holiday that celebrates us? And so from that question, wheels started turning, and we have Kwanzaa. When I with a partner, was called to start a community in Oakland, the Wolfe community of the Sacred African Way, the House of Amun Ra has become. We included Kwanzaa and Nguzo Saba as a part of our worship order. And at one time I was saying, we recite these principles probably more than anybody on earth at the Wolfe community. And I think that might still be the case. But what I like to bring in the class is to put it in the context that I have discovered, that I feel is appropriate for it, in terms of the foundation, starting with that mkeka. What is the foundation for these principles, this celebration? Well, the scholars have told us that we as a people have been at our greatest when we've been closest to God, and that mkeka, that foundation, has history with us as a people going back to Kemet, when our ancestors were studying and struggling and growing to understand. Dr. Theophilo Obenga tells us our ancestors spent 25 centuries developing the spiritual tradition there. And as they discovered aspects of the Most High and created the various Netcheru to represent those attributes, one of the ways that they were presented to the people were on straw mats. Well, we need to make that connection, I do believe. In the Ifa tradition, there's ceremonies that they do before a straw mat. And the straw mat is all about knowing the connection between humanity and divinity, between eternity and our temporal existence. And we need, I believe, to understand this tradition in that light, in that way, in that context, and take these things seriously, these things that we place on the straw mat about helping us understand our whole selves, our sacred selves, this dimension of eternity and divinity that's been entrusted unto us. And from that foundation, all other comes, the unity, all the principles the messages, the precepts embodied in the symbols, that we need to truly understand those and not let it be just some little party that we do at the end of the year. As beautiful as some of those parties can be, but sometimes they can be rather superficial and pointless. I'd like to share and hope that the young people and their parents will get a new perspective, a new appreciation. And also, we're just, you know, in the class, I intend that folks will have an opportunity to share what they know, what their experiences have been, and then we can all grow from that. But I'm really looking forward to it. I'm excited about being part of this village, and looking forward to my opportunity to share, even as I attend other classes that will be offered and grow and look for ways to show how what we'll be discussing and presenting is related to what others are doing also. So let me stop right there and not monopolize the time. Thank you.
Medasa, we appreciate you coming on tonight. And so, and the Nanak class will be in the second session beginning in November, is that correct?
Yes, yes. November 2nd.
Okay, so we're going to bring on, I see that, we're going to try the 5628 number once more. Okay, Michelle, well, 804 area code.
Yes, speaking. This is Jesse. Baba Corey.
Yes.
Greetings, Baba Jesse.
Okay.
Great. How are you?
I'm well. I've been listening for about an hour now, and
yes.
I've been enjoying.
Well, I'm glad that you're with
us. It's great to be here.
This is Baba Corey? Or?
That's right. Yes,
okay.
I'm teaching the class about what it means to be a Jeli or a Griot.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, and just kind of give a summary of what you'll be presenting.
I would be glad to, yeah. Well, this class is basically comes out of my ruminations about our use in the culture of the word griot and how it's always applied, of course, positively, but within that positive application, many of us don't know the history or really the depth of what a griot or a jali is. And so I wanted to bring to the students the understanding of what a jali is by talking to people who come from that tradition, that is actual jali. I have a brother who's from Guinea who's agreed to come and speak to the students online, of course. And so I wanted to give them an idea of it being beyond storytelling, beyond music. It's actually encompasses law, it encompasses conflict resolution, it encompasses royal protocol, history, genealogy, arbitration, you know? So it's the crossroads of a lot of different African values, and music is the expression of these values. That's how these values, it's a vehicle to express it, you know? But the basis of being a Jali or a Griot is mastery of the word. So before anything, a Griot is a master of the word. And, you know, we know that Griot, they held the texts, like all the epics, all the stories, Epic of Sunjata and all those things. Those were oral, you know, as were all of the great scripts of the world, you know, before they were written. So the Griot is a perfect example of that, someone who is actually a living library. In fact, I'm sure we've all heard the term or the phrase, when a griot, a jali dies, a library is burned, you know. So I want to bring an awareness to the students of what a jali is and then challenge them to think about situations from the standpoint of a jali. So give them ideas for how they would respond in a given situation, knowing what they know about the tradition. And I also wanted to challenge the students to think about how this tradition has been lost and or changed through time, through the Mafia, through Jim Crow, and, you know, up until the present day, and what traces are there of it in our culture that we can still claim and say, yes, that comes from that unbroken chain from, you know, ancient Mali, you know? So that's the goal. It's a five-week class. So, of course, it being about Jali, of course, music and an awareness of the musical Jali who are out there today, that'll be a center focus. But the main thing I want to instill in them is all the different talents of the griot or Jali. It's not just praise singing, you know?
Okay, and may I say we appreciate that, and that's going to be in the first term starting on September 21st, correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Baba Corey's classes will be technically Wednesdays, 11 a.m. So his class will be, let's see, Sunday the 23rd. So I think it'll be September 24th. Is the first day for his class, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mendasi Baba, thank
so
you.
Thank you. You all have a good evening.
Mendasi.
Indeed.
All
you
right.
Too.
Mendasi. Okay. Appreciate it. Okay, and it looks like we have another Wally Moo. They're popping up. Okay, 3562, Michiawo, you're on air.
Yes, peace and blessings. This is Mama Tamiko.
Greetings, Mama Tamiko. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? It sounds great. I've been listening the whole time.
Beautiful, sister. Thank you. We're good.
Thank you. I'm doing well.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on. And so now what class will you be teaching the Watoto and the family?
Yes, my class is one of the other classes that start in the second half of the fall session, and that's creative writing for healing with nature. And what I decided to do, it's a long title because I wanted to get in exactly what I wanted to bring to this class for our Watoto, and that is not only an appreciation and love for writing and being able to express themselves and tell their stories, but to understand how important that is to our tradition as African people. We have oral tradition, but we also have a beautiful written tradition that, you know, that's how we got our proverbs, that's how we got a lot of parables and stories that have come down and been passed down through books and other forms on stone, on pyramid walls that have helped us, provided us with not only remembering who we are, but also giving us life lessons. And I find that to be very healing. It is part of my healing work to share with our community through writing. And so that's one part of it. I want them to understand the healing effects that their writing can have, not only on themselves, but family, friends, and neighbors. And then the nature part, what I decided to do is to focus on the four elements of nature, earth, air, water, and fire, because that's important to me, and I believe that's an important part of our African spiritual base, is to have a connection with nature, not just within the body, but all around us, outside, and everything. So each week I'll be aligning an element of nature with an element of fiction writing. So, for example, it'll be like earth element the first week, and then we'll be building a character. And I'm going to make it real for them in the class in terms of, you know, connecting with who they are as a person, to use themselves as a base for a character or an ancestor that they're aware of or a family member or a friend, and we're going to just build from there because Earth is about foundation, about being grounded. And I will give them physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of each element so that they'll understand it's It's flowers, it's trees, it's ocean, it's lake, but it's also certain aspects too of who we are emotionally and mentally and spiritually as well. So they can start working with those elements of nature and connecting deeper. So basically the whole class is about connecting creative energy with spiritual energy for the purpose of healing, healing within themselves and the family, and ultimately that ripples out to everyone in the community.
Okay, these children are going to be very, very well-rounded. I'm just impressed with all of the different, you know, the kinds of information that's being brought forward, and we appreciate that very much. And you said your class is going to be in the second session starting in November, right?
Yes, sir. It'll be in the second part that's starting in November. It'll be 5 weeks.
Okay. Medase, we appreciate it.
Medase, thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Mama, for being here. And I just want to add that Mama Tomiko, even though she's considered one of our so-called new Walimu, she's really not new to many families, homeschooling families that were and still are connected with the Apokonon Homeschool Resource Community, because we would have free school projects in which different family members or outside educators would come in and offer different things for free of charge to teach. Mama multiple times came in and taught family or group meditation, group healing sessions. They were healing without question, and she was informative too. And to have that whole family dynamic doing that together, and then we all were connected energy-wise with her leadership, that was beautiful. That was good. And so I was very grateful when she followed up with me and said, okay, well, I'm ready to teach now at 1248 Seward, because I thought, well, good, we're ready for you to teach us also whatever you have to offer. So, Medase, Mama, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Medase.
Okay, Medase. All right, so we have, looks like we have, I believe this is, hold on 1 second. Michiawo, this is Baba Jason on the line.
Greetings. Yes, this is Baba Jason.
Okay, Michiawo, we appreciate you coming on.
Definitely. Menase, for having me. I appreciate you. Greetings to you too, Mama and Jadeka.
Indeed, Baba. I can barely hear you if you are able to talk up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me? Is that a little better?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right, so very quickly, introduction to basic HTML for Africans is as it suggests. It's a basic course where I take the children through what HTML is, the premise behind it, the structure, but I do it from a place where they can apply the same process to any language. So hopefully they'll learn how to utilize the process of programming and sort of dissecting code to master any language they choose to. We just use HTML because it is one of the simplest languages, and it also has a lot of resources available online to get the children engaged and actively doing it on their own. And that's sort of the main thing there around the class. And it's for Africans because we do it from an African perspective. There's African storytelling where the theme is that just like our ancestors were enslaved and not allowed to read, if they wanted to free themselves, they needed to learn how to read, as today in modern technology. In a modern technological world, we're all enslaved, and in order for us to free ourselves, we must learn to code and program in order to have mastery of the things at our disposal. And so we take them on that journey, and we show them the process. We introduce certain terms, and I also continue to let them know that Yorugu have a way of sort of compartmentalizing everything to further confuse you. You know, so the idea is if you want to learn this language, they try to keep you in that silo, thus sort of entrapping you in that world while they move on to bigger and better technologies. So my hope is that they take the instruction and understand that they can apply it to whatever language that exists and learn and pick up the same skills and execute it the same way.
Okay, that's great. That's again another very important skill set for our community just moving forward, just the whole IT field in general, and we definitely appreciate that. And your class is in the first session as well?
Yes, sir. The first 5 weeks. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Right. So Baba Jason, he's only going to be teaching in 5 week chunks or clusters, and he'll start off September 21st with the rest of us. His first class will be, of course, the 22nd of September.
Okay. Okay. So Medoff, say again, we definitely appreciate you coming on.
Yes.
And that's it, Baba Jason. Thank you.
Okay, and it looks like we have another Walimu on. Hold on 1 second. Michiawo, number 9702. Is this Baba Amin Seth?
Greetings. Hotep and greetings.
Greetings.
Hotep, my aunt, Baba Amin Seth. How are you?
All is well. Very glad to be here. Greetings to Baba Jirafo for having this presentation here tonight is allowing Fawode Sua, Mama Jadeka, and then Walima to be able to present. Mama Jadeka, great job from what I've heard. I've been on pretty much from the beginning, and it's almost like we didn't really need to come on with all that you said and shared about our courses and information, but a job well done nevertheless. Yeah, I'm here to share briefly on the two classes that I'm presenting. I have the opportunity to present two 10-week courses here, and the first one is the class Values and Principles for Excellence and Success. That's being shared on Benadoff September 23rd, which is Tuesday, and then the second class, Cultivating the African Soul, is presented on the day Yada, which is on September 25th, when it begins, that's Thursday. These two classes, they correlate or are part of a larger course setting that I've done, but they have been broken and separated to provide an opportunity for the Watoto as well as the family to make a particular connection with these two classes. They are both personal development and planning courses that have been put together and in a unique way in each presentation. The first, the Values and Principle class, is an external class that is set up for strategizing and building stronger institutions within the home, community, and culture. And that is done by looking at the particular values and principles that's already established within the home, where they are, where they exist, and how they're identified, but then to take them and to put them into a course of action, because when we look at the concept or the reality of building institutions, African institutions, we have to start initially within ourselves, but when we're looking at it as an external part of planning and development, then it begins in the home. And then from there, what we do in our homes, it carries over into the community and it becomes a representation of what our culture is. So if we're embracing foundational values and principles, which I've heard all the Walimu sharing and explaining in different within all of the classes, and these foundational values, then we have some things in which to build on. So this class is giving them the opportunity to reinforce that through a four-step process, one of being focus, having a focus on what is it drawing your attention, having a sense of direction and knowing where you're going with it, and then being able to have understanding what the purpose is for it. Why do you embrace these things? What makes it unique? What makes it different? What makes you an African? and then the, be able to take it into the step of action planning or initiating action through goal strategies. So that's what that first class presents and opens up to the Watoto as well as the family in a whole, because it engages not just the Watoto only to see themselves as well as the things that they hold as core values personally and what they would be or start to develop within their life or within their intuition to recognize that this is something that I'm going to stand for and believe in, as well as probably even die for, because this is what you know, this is what we're building on. And so if this is strong, then I know I can build on it. If it's weak, then their actions and attitudes will be weak in the same respect. So with that, we have an opportunity to reinforce what they have already learned, as well as to bring in other values and principles that would be able to be foundational, meshing it in. I heard Baba Makalisi talk about the Mkeka, that interwoven type of facilitation within these principles and making them connect and have that relation within what's being shared. The other class, Cultivating the African Soul, I had the opportunity of creating a booklet from this as well. And this class goes a little more into the personal aspect. It starts with the individual. This is a personal planning course, an inner perspective, and one for self-mastery. This course is established to present a holistic perspective and a pathway that embraces the 10 African virtues and introduces our sacred African way into the reality of who they are and understanding who they are as being African. I would just reference Mama Marimbani's statement that she said, you're not African because you're born in Africa. Africa was born in you. And we have to allow them to be able to see this, recognize this, and embrace this. How are we doing this and what's going to be done in this class is we're going through a number of the different foundations that have already been established for us, as well as the concepts for them to identify and recognize, whether it's be from the place of the knowledge of self, whether it's understanding what is their African soul. And matter of fact, even in my booklet, Babaji, you would recognize that there's some material that I referenced from your work as well within that part section discussing and giving a determination what is the African soul. And then we go into looking at the Sankofa vision, and not just in the sense of identifying, well, we see the pictures, we see the imagery of it, but then how do we make this a reality and to enforce this within our life planning? And then cultivating the divine virtues of Ma'at, and then actually now embracing those foundational ideals and making them part of what are those 10 virtues, seeing how those 10 virtues come into reality. And they are broken down into a number of stages, which can be a very in-depth process, but this is really an introductory course for the Watoto. It's also shared on an adult basis or a family perspective, and it goes through different stages of development. But in doing so, it gives the opportunity to now put yourself into the reality, the place of, as I said already, self-mastery and that personal development, so that now we were given an opportunity to present what is African perspectives so that we can bring about African results. Without that, we would just doing imitations of something else and something that's not like us. So that's the importance of the two classes that I'm sharing and what is being presented here. And so we've had some good results from this, having been able to share this prior and last session with the classes through Fawa Hode Sua and even externally. So I'm looking forward for this season once again to contribute this material and be a supporter of what's going on there and within the homes of the Abusua as well. So I give thanks for this time, opportunity, and for being able to share what we are doing. Madase.
Yes, Baba. Madase to you.
Made out glad we you're appreciate back that with again. It. Most definitely. And his classes are again on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I believe. That's correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay. Made out say Baba for coming on and sharing that wealth of information.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. So we
okay, so it looks like there are two.
That was the I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Buffalo. I was just going to, if any of our, we only have two Mwalimu who are left, and one of them couldn't make it because he had previously scheduled thing that he had to do. But I am looking for another Mwalimu Mama Karima, and I just wanted to remind you, Mama, if you can hear me, to make sure that you, when you call in, to press 1, and that'll get Baba's attention and bring your number up, and he can recognize it. I'm hoping it might be just a simple matter of doing that, but I really hope that people will be able to be exposed to your information tonight. So, you see her, Brother Agreeable?
I don't see that number in the call queue. The call-in number, Mama Karima, is
657-383-0635. Okay. Okay. Well, hopefully she's traveling. She's en route right now, so there might have a delay. Yeah. But I did want to just take an opportunity to just give an overall medase to all the Mwalimu that came on tonight and shared. Some of them have been sharing with us, and some of them, as you heard, are new. But I'm, just like before, I'm very, very proud of what they offer the Watoto, years of experience. They're digging their heels in and their commitment, and then just their individual African flair that they bring to the class. And I've told them, I've really stressed to everybody to be your authentic self. It's okay. If you want to do libations every class, it's fine. In fact, to imbibe a ritual for every class that you do, that's something that I'm really hoping that you will, and they have. Everybody does something different, but by bringing in rituals and traditional cultural things into your class, it helps to maintain culture. You know, they're acting as culture keepers, as well as passing on tradition to the Watoto. If Watoto can do the pledge, I pledge allegiance, as many African pledges that are out there now, I do a particular pledge that I had learned from Nana Marimba Ani, that's a beautiful young female affirmation or pledge that Bogboni. I couldn't think of that word, but Bogboni is a term that the Mende people use for their young female initiates. And so Nana Marimba's pledge is right on time. It's perfect. We do it every class, at the beginning of class, and it reinforces those notions of who you are and what you must be. So whether those Watoto have had a past history, our story of saying their affirmation and pledges, then it's definitely time to bring in ritual affirmations, proverbs, stories, what have you, that speak to us, about us. So, and I encourage, you know, all of us to continue that, respecting our sacred days. In fact, even encouraging families to create your own sacred days, you know, as opposed to just dependency on Yorubu's so-called holidays or holidays. They're not for us. They never have, and they never will be. So, and fortunately for my Into Womanhood class, it's like that this time go around too. My last Into Womanhood class came on right around spring equinox. This one is going to be happening right around fall equinox. Those are very opportune times to bring out information and rituals around that very special portal of time and its significance on us as you know, growing, developing young ladies. But that's something that families in their household might not have paid attention to. But I'm just asking our Walimu pay attention to these different things and feel free to celebrate them with all your heart. So.
Absolutely, definitely. And we have a question, but there's a comment, and I think it may have been answered. The comment in the chat room, for those of us who work full-time jobs, morning classes will be difficult to attend, like the one that starts at 11 a.m. I hope all of these classes don't follow this timeline. But you did mention the Sunday classes. You mentioned the weekend classes, correct? So maybe if you can repeat the information about the weekend classes, the different time schedule, because I know some people joined in afterwards, after you spoke on that.
I see your comment. I'm finally looking at this chat box and reading your comments. And Facheme, forgive me for my delay in responding, but I'll definitely respond to you now. And I earlier in our talk tonight, I did go through our whole schedule. The good news is that our classes Monday through Friday, we skip Saturday, but we do have Sunday classes too. Two this go around, maybe three. It just depends. But right now on our schedule, starting September 21st, we have two Sunday classes. And one of them is the Into Womanhood class that I just mentioned. That's 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. And then Mama Karima's beautiful, The Art of Ancient Indigenous Medicine, her class starts at 2:30 p.m. to 4 on Sundays. So, and we've had evening classes in the past, and I know I've seen Jason on the spur of the moment. Baba Jason, he'll just say, oh, we have two or three families that need a HTML evening class. Okay, I'll create it. So I don't know. Baba Jason might do that again this, and in fact, I have encouraged flexibility for all of us if we can. Some of us don't have an evening time slot available. Maybe one or two, but the majority of us do have our evenings open to possibly create another evening class for you. So, but right now our Sundays would be appropriate for families who might be occupied during the week and during those morning and afternoon hours.
Okay. And then one answer, the Harambe connection, I think that's Baba Amensef, said all of the classes are recorded along with PowerPoint presentations in which to follow along with. Additional material is also shared on the Adesuya Adura Education Village. It is also possible to communicate with the Walimu on the site once registered and see if arrangements can be made to receive and have a connection to the class material. So that was in response. Also, additional information for the question. We also have a call from another caller. This is not the Walimu. This is just a regular caller, so we're going to want to take that call right quick. Michiawo, number 7730, you're on the air.
Yes. How y'all doing, Quasara?
Good. How are you?
Yes. This is Marva Bouti's wife. That's online. I just tuned in a little late.
Inna.
Oh, no.
I forgot. Wow, what a compliment. Inna, I heard your question, you said, is this Baba Baruti's wife?
Yeah, I'm hearing something about Baruti. I think that's the man that wrote Excuses book. Baruti? Isn't that the man that wrote that?
No, you're getting Mawusi and Baruti mixed up, but you are on the right path. Walimu Baruti, our honored Jaina, master scholar warrior, he did write those books. And then I saw when you heard my name, because I go by, a lot of people call me Mama in Jadeka, but in Tri, Inna means Mama. And Baba Baruti's wife, people know her as Mama Ya, but she also goes by Inna Ya. He calls her Inna Ya. So I thought you were making that connection there. But I hope you're clear now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, damn. Well, it's homeschooling teaching, right? That's one of my questions.
Ask that again.
Right. Homeschooling. Oh, okay, okay. Well, you know, I find it ironic, even with the school system, our children take part in, say, either charter, public, or whatever. I find it more disgusting now to say, you know, this has to be a very slow or a more quicker process to mostly parents if they choose to take their children out of the school system. Because every day I find it is very more and more disgusting, very more and more, let's say, more chaotic and savage. And mind you, I'm not learning anything anyway, but it's now turned like a little, what do you call it, cesspool of filth, more or less to say, in the school system. I remember one time a lady said, an article came out, and there was a black lady that used to teach for Houston, and she got kicked out of the middle school because she performed a lap dance to a student. And I don't know what compelled her to do it, but from what I'm hearing, said she was pressured by other students because the student do so well in class that she has to do is to reward this. I mean, it's getting weird now. It's getting out of hand now. I mean, I just don't know, man. It's just crazy. But the reason why I brought it up because, you know, you say you teach homeschool, so it's a good thing still, you know? Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to respond to that, if I may. You brought out a couple of good points, and then your response, your disgust, where you almost want to throw your hands up and say, you know, this is just so crazy, I don't know. But you do know, and most families do know, that something has to be done. The good news, brother, is that in 2014, almost as we speak, that the number of African-centered educational institutes, whether it's online or in-ground, are developing more and more. There was a lull due to, you know, there's different factors that play into the demise of any African institute. In fact, those there are some common factors that run through any African institute that causes the demise of them. With the African institution, there's those common issues as well as a few other factors. But the good news is that virtual or online, you know, we're bringing it to you via the Internet, which, by the way, is not the most secure and definitely not the most, it's not the best communication means for Africans by a long shot.
I agree.
We're using it anyway. And the bottom line is that there are more and more educational entities that are popping up, brother. So the family or the single mother or the single father or the educator who's tired of teaching in the public school system, as Barbara Samori says, you have options now. Not on every corner, not in every city. You don't need them in every city, but you just need access to the information to get to these virtual educational entities, whether it's a school or cooperative classes. And then these things that are going on that is basically insulting your intelligence, you know, and really doing, the longer you keep your children in that system, you know, in your heart of hearts, there's this insidious, slow or accelerated demise of your child. You're losing your child, if not you have lost your child. So, you know, brother, I was just thinking that I agree with your analysis and your, you know, how you feel about it. But we're working hard on trying to make it available for people now to go ahead and turn to their own people for what we should be doing all along.
All right. That's good to hear. All right. I'm happy to hear that. All right, then. I don't think I have anything else. I think most everything is asked. I mean, yeah.
Okay, Mid, I'll say we appreciate the call.
Please,
and
thank you.
Looks like Mama Karima is on the line, actually, so let's bring her in. Okay, Michiawo, this is Mama Karima.
Mama Karima.
Yes, can you hear me well?
Hotel Mama, good evening.
My call is coming in and out, so I'm going to speak very briefly. I'm actually traveling. I'm on the Amtrak, so, you know, I don't have Wi-Fi, and sometimes the call is dropping, so I'm just going to give a very quick, brief overview of the art of indigenous medicine. The Art of Indigenous Medicine is a 10-week course where I will be going over different healing modalities within our culture. We start off, the whole thing is mainly based in energetic medicine. So we will be talking about different methods of healing using energy medicine, such as ancient Ayurvedic techniques, as well as
Are you there?
Okay, looks like the call may have, you know what, it may have dropped. It looks like it dropped.
If she comes back in, let's just try to bring her in as soon as possible. But I have, I'm going to read her class description verbally, just verbatim, so that people can get a little bit a better understanding of her class, if I may, please. She says that this class will help facilitate the building of a relationship between the student and their natural environment to help them become more self-sufficient. It will familiarize African youth with the practice, with the practical uses of herbs, plants, and their preparation so that they will learn some basic knowledge of how to heal themselves, families, and their community. We will discuss and work with plants and foods that complement each corresponding system. Students.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Looks like she's back on.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Mama, you're back on?
I'm back, but I'm going through another remote area, so herbs, crystals, our bodies, so the in-depth anatomy, as well as spiritual anatomy. We'll be looking at the chakras, and we will be studying our indigenous cosmology as well.
She said we'll be studying the different chakras, if you weren't able to catch that.
Right. It looked like it may have dropped again. I know she mentioned spiritual anatomy, the different chakra centers in the body, and then it kind of faded a little bit. So we'll bring it back on a bit, you know, if it comes back. But it's, Yeah, and in fact, it just dropped again, so she must have been going through, like, an area. But,
I just wanted to finish out her sentence. I was almost done with her class description.
Okay.
Okay. We will discuss and work with plants and foods that complement each corresponding system. Students will learn about the contributions of a great African healer during each session. There will also be a corresponding story. She's a very good storyteller too. So that is her class description. And
okay.
Because I know that it's getting close to 11 o'clock, if I may, Audrita Full, I'd like to, Baba Uriah is not here, I want to see if I can bring, I don't do his class justice because he has the experience and the passion and all that behind, but I want to quickly read his class description too. And then that will, I think we would have gone through everybody. So briefly, he says, yes. He says, greetings, family. This 10-week course is designed to generate a movement towards all of our youth engaged in growing their own food for self-sufficiency. Accompanied by my workbooks that I authored, this class will offer information on everything from germinating our seeds to preparing the foods that we grew. Farming and producing is in my blood, and it is in yours, too. Let's grow. And, of course, the name of his class is Let's Grow, Reconnecting Our Children to the Joy of Agriculture. And those classes will be on Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon. And all of the class times that I've mentioned, they're all Eastern Daylight Time.
Okay, and we, let's see, we have like a little bit over 2 minutes left. We got to just about everybody, including the last piece that you read, and we want to say, Yedase, we thank you very much. Your organization is very impressive. We really appreciate and honored the fact that you came on and share with us, and all of the Mwalimu who came on to share with us. The community, I want you all to, of course, support this endeavor, support this institution. You can go to the website, babahodieonlineclasses.com, register, share the information with all of your contacts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything. Okay, and if you want to just have a parting statement to the community before we shut down.
Okay, I have to say with all my heart, Audrita Folkwaisi, that Yedase, thank you. We all thank you very much for everything that you do, brother, because you've been doing this for a long time. You have a longevity, and everybody knows that you're committed to us, and I'm so grateful that you've been there for us. Even adding this extra component, the Egua Marketplace, just to expose the businesses and cultural projects for our people. I'm happy to have been invited, and I'm grateful that, we were able to get the information out. We are just one of a big collective, and we're just trying with all of our heart to make a huge difference in elevating our people. Fa'ahoe Sua is a educational entity that's part of a larger, part of the collective pod to do just that. So whether you join us or another, whether it's online or in-house, starting your own cooperative, starting your own homeschool, and coming to us, joining our village just for the support, just being around like-minded families who are, we're not going anywhere. We got our heels in, and we're doing this. We have children to raise. I'm wearing multiple hats, and I'm in there with everybody. So I just encourage us to stand strong in our square, and let's get the work done. Yedase.
And Yedase, the honor is all ours, and, of course, you're welcome to come back to the show anytime you want to talk about what work that you're doing in the community. We really appreciate you. Yedase.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to end here. It's 11 o'clock. Once again, for the people who came in a little bit later, we will be in Philadelphia this Saturday, September 13th, 1 p.m. at our Black Comeback Center. We will be presenting on Nana Som, Ancient Authentic Afro-Akani, Afro-Akainite Ancestral Religion in America. We will be giving away a free copy of one of our books at that particular event. And then our next broadcast will be Joe Adaf, Monday, Akanfo Nana Som, Ancient Authentic Akan Ancestral Religion. Check us out on odirafo.com, O-D-W-I-R-A, F as in free, O.com, and as well as on Facebook and on our Ning site, our social network, our private social network, apuraka-apuraikayet.ning.com. Yerase, we just sent out an email, by the way, today for some who had tuned into the information programs over the past week or so. We had an option for a certain number of days where people could purchase the entire 10-book, softcover 10-book set for a certain amount. We did that for a short period to raise funds for the free book giveaway that's coming up this weekend. Some individuals had asked about that, if it was still going on. And what we did was we created a permanent option, and it's on the website. So when you go to the Nhoma page on our website, for the entire 10-book set, 30% off. So you'll see that on the website, the Nhoma page, the publications page on ojirafo.com. We added that button today so that you can either buy one book or more, but if you want to purchase all 10 in the set, then it's 30% off, and that button was added today, so you can check that out. So again, Yerase, we thank you for tuning in. Please support the Fabuahodie Suya Pan-African Educational Online Classes, Online Co-op Classes, and, of course, support Afurakani Afurakaitni businesses, products, services, and so forth, just across the board, every day, every night, throughout the year, not just once, just continuously. This is part of our culture. This is part of Amai Ancestry Nation Building. And, again, we will be back on air next Monday, but if you are in the area, in or around the area of Philadelphia this weekend, come on out to the free event. We will be doing a presentation at 1 p.m., 25th in York. All of the information is on the website, ojirafo.com. And if you have any questions, of course, just email us. All of our contact information is on the website as well. Yerase and Yebeshia Bio. We will meet again. That's all.